Right. What a great idea, the community leaders who have pulled that together. I think more communities really ought to do that type of community conversation and focus on, you know, how to deal with addiction, opioids in particular or more generally, and the different facets in a particular community, because every community's dynamic is different. You know, the big picture we have a decent grasp on from the standpoint of the Attorney General's office. We are engaged in litigation with several of the drug companies and distributors over what we allege is their conduct that improperly promoted the use of opioids. Fine to promote them when they are medically necessary, but we think the evidence is pretty strong that over the first part of the 21st century, they were doing promotions that were far beyond anything medically necessary and were really motivated more by a bottom line concern than by a public health concern. So, you know, we focus on those things, but at the end of the day, addiction is about real people and the harm in their lives and the harm they may cause to others, depending on what their changed behavior results in. And that's why these community meetings are so critical.
And for those that aren't affected directly by this, maybe wonder if it truly is a crisis, but it seems to be across the country and even here in Kansas.
Well, look, nationally, there's no question, I think, that it's a crisis. There was just some new data that was just publicly released a little over a week ago now that starts to put into perspective in the public conversation what's been known by folks who had access to the otherwise confidential data before. Between 2006, 2012, so for those 7 years, the number of opioid prescriptions distributed pills, doses, distributed in the United States, 76 billion. 76 billion pills over that seven-year period. There's been about a fourfold increase in the number of opioid prescriptions written since 1999, and there's no indication that the volume of pain that Americans experience, which is something the medical community measures, has changed at all. So pain is flat, prescriptions way up, exploding numbers of prescriptions, and perhaps not surprisingly, increased addiction rates and in some cases death rates. And so opioids are not our number one chemical dependence problem in Kansas. Meth is still number one in terms of the volume that we see on the streets and the impact on communities, but opioids are a close number two. And between the two of those, opioids and meth overdoses, they account for about two-thirds of all drug poisoning deaths in the state.
Wow. So, and like you said, a good thing that the community is hosting this, and there's probably be more around the state of Kansas. What were you talking about at this summit?
I talked quite a bit about the Attorney General's office response. We're engaged, I said, in civil litigation with several of the companies. We want to hold them accountable for their marketing practices that we think really improperly contributed to this explosive growth in opioid sales and use. We want to extract from them an appropriate amount of money that can then pay for treatment services and other pay, sort of offset the cost of some of the harms in communities in Kansas that were caused as a result of the addiction that was fueled by the marketing practices of these companies. So we talked about that. We talked about some of our criminal law enforcement work related to what you might call the lawful side of the opioid market, the improper use, the unlawful use of, say, prescription drugs, people who steal drugs and then sell them or whatever it may be. But then also the illicit side, because you get a lot of people who they become addicted or hooked based on painkillers because they had a shoulder surgery or oral surgery or whatever. Then they can't get those anymore, and so they turn to the black market to obtain heroin or fentanyl or other types of opioids that feed the high but create all sorts of other problems as well. So we talked about those sorts of things. But really the overarching message, you know, I talked a lot about those things because that's the part we bring to the table from the Attorney General's office. But the overarching message is this: if we're going to bend the curve on the volume of addiction and on the number of deaths that result from that and other harm that results from that, it's going to have to be multidisciplinary. It's not going to be a law enforcement fix, not going to be a social work fix, not going to be a schools fix, but all of those have roles to play. Same with public health, same with the medical community. And at the end of the day, probably the biggest single piece, at least in an acute sense, we are just woefully short of drug treatment capacity in the state of Kansas. We wish it weren't so. We wish we didn't need more. But the reality is we have far more people addicted. We have far more people addicted who have, as a result of that addiction, done bad things to others or to property and wound up in the criminal justice system than we have capacity to treat the addiction. And so that leaves us in this unfortunate false choice, but it's the only choice we have, of either leave folks on the street where they may continue to harm themselves or others because of their addiction, or remove them from the street and put them in the penal system, but not get them the treatment that might actually break their behavior when they come back out. So it's a tough spot.